Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will continue to work for peace, progress and prosperity of the region during his third term. SKM leader Prem Singh Tamang to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Sikkim today. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav appointed central observers to help elect BJP Legislature Party leader in Odisha. At least 10 pilgrims killed and 33 injured in terror attack on a bus in Riyasi district of Jammu and Kashmir. French President Emmanuel Macron calls snap parliamentary elections after defeat in European Union vote. And India beat Pakistan by 6 runs in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup in New York. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will continue to work for peace, progress and prosperity of the region during his third term. In this context, he called for deeper people-to-people ties and connectivity in the region. Mr. Modi was meeting the visiting leaders of India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region at Rashtrapati Bhavan last night after his swearing-in ceremony. Thanking them for gracing the occasion, Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. Mr. Modi said, India will continue to amplify the voice of the Global South in the international arena. We have a report.
Top leaders from India's neighbourhood and the Indian Ocean region, including Maldives President Mohammed Moizu, Nepal Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand and Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe, graced the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Union Council of Ministers. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jugnauth, his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay and Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif also attended the glittering ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Ministry of External Affairs said the participation of these leaders in the swearing-in ceremony emphasizes India's deep-rooted bonds of friendship and cooperation with the region. Following the swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Modi met the visiting leaders in Rashtrapati Bhavan. NEA said the leaders congratulated him for taking oath as Prime Minister for the historic third consecutive term. The foreign leaders also attended a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President, while welcoming the leaders, stated that India's democratic exercise was not only a moment of pride for its people but an inspiration to millions around the world. This is Aishwarya Rai Nigam from News Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
Mr. Narendra Modi was sworn in as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term last evening. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Modi along with the members of the new Council of Ministers at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan.
Main Narendra Damodar Das Modi Ishwar ki shapath leta hu ki main vidhi dwara sthapit भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण्ण रखूंगा।
During the swearing-in ceremony, 30 cabinet ministers, 5 ministers of state independent charge and 36 ministers of state took oath. Senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Piyush Goyal, Dharmendra Pradhan, Nirmala Sitharaman and BJP President J.P. Nadda took oath as cabinet ministers. Senior party leaders Kiran Rijiju, Prahlad Joshi, Giriraj Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Bhupendra Yadav, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Annapurna Devi, Hardeep Singh Puri, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, G. Kishan Reddy, C. R. Patil, Dr. Virendra Kumar and Jewel Oram also took oath as cabinet ministers. Former chief ministers Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal and Sarbanand Sonowal were also administered oath as cabinet ministers. Besides, former Karnataka chief minister and JDS MP H.D. Kumaraswamy, former Bihar chief minister and HAM party chief Jiten Ram Manji, JDU MP Rajiv Ranjan Singh, TDP MP Kinjarappu Ram Mohan Naidu and LJP Ram Vilas chief Chirag Paswan were among others who were sworn in as cabinet ministers. BJP leaders Rao Inderjeet Singh, Dr. Jitendra Singh and Arjun Ram Meghwal, as well as Pratap Rao Jadhav of Shiv Sena and RLD chief Jayant Chaudhary took oath as ministers of state independent charge. During the swearing-in ceremony, 36 ministers of state also took oath. They include BJP MPs Jitin Prasad, Shripad Yesso Nayak, Pankaj Chaudhary, Nityanand Rai, Krishan Pal, V. Somanna, S.P. Singh Baghel, Shobha Karanlaje and Suresh Gobi. Raksha Khadse, Ajay Tamta, Bandi Sanjay Kumar, Kamlesh Paswan, Harsh Malhotra, Satish Dubey and Ravneet Singh Bittu, as well as RPI's Ramdev Athawale, Ramnath Thakur of JDU, Anupriya Patel of Apna Dal S and TDP's Dr. Pemmasani Chandrasekhar. The first meeting of the new Union Cabinet is expected to be held in Delhi this evening. Industry bodies FICCI and ASSOCHAM have congratulated Narendra Modi for taking oath as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. FICCI said that stable government at the centre will further strengthen the economic landscape. FICCI President Dr. Anish Shah said that FICCI looks forward to progressive policies and measures that will foster economic and social development and build strong foundation for Vikasit Bharat. ASSOCHAM President Sanjay Nair said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has rekindled the national resolve to become the third largest economy. He said the entire ecosystem of industry, trade and financial markets are re-energized with the beginning of the new innings. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister on this Council of Ministers will be held today at 4 p.m. at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. In light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed today. In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister of the BJP government will be held on Wednesday at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The BJP has appointed Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupinder Yadav as its central observers to elect the Legislative Party leader in Odisha. The BJP Legislature Party is likely to meet tomorrow to elect its leader. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Designate N. Chandrababu Naidu will also be sworn in on Wednesday at Gannavaram in Krishna District. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. At least 10 pilgrims were killed and 33 others injured when their bus plunged into a gorge following a terror attack near Tehrat village in Riasi district of Jammu and Kashmir last evening. The bus was returning from Shivkhori Shiv Cave Shrine to Katra. Riasi SSP Mohita Sharma said the driver was hit by gunfire and lost control of the vehicle.
इनिशियली जो हमें रिपोर्ट आई वो यही है कि मेरे टेंट में हाथ लगाए बैठे थे और उन्होंने उस बस के ऊपर फायर किया जो कि शिवखोड़ी से निकली थी और टुवर्ड्स कटरा जा रही थी. उसकी वजह से जो ड्राइवर है उसका बैलेंस जो है वो बदला और बस जो है वो खाई में चली गई. रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन जो है वो अभी कंप्लीट किया जा चुका है. उनको इमीडिएटली नारायणा हॉस्पिटल और डिस्ट्रिक्ट हॉस्पिटल रियासी के लिए एम्बुलेंसेज को निकाल दिया.
President Draupadi Murmu has expressed anguish over the terror attack on pilgrims' bus in Jammu and Kashmir. She said the terrorist attack on the bus carrying pilgrims was a dastardly act and a crime against humanity, and it must be condemned in the strongest words. Prime Minister Modi took stock of the situation and directed Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha to constantly monitor the situation and ensure all possible medical care and assistance to the injured pilgrims. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah have also condemned the attack. Mr. Shah said the culprits of this dastardly attack will not be spared and will face the wrath of the law. French President Emmanuel Macron has called snap parliamentary elections later this month in the wake of a big victory for his rival Marine Le Pen's national rally in the European Parliament vote. Exit polls say the far-right party is on course to win 32% of the vote, more than twice that of the President Macron's Renaissance Party. Announcing the dissolution of Parliament, he said the two rounds of voting will take place on 30th of June and 7th of July. Mr. Macron made the dramatic and surprise decision in a televised address from the Élysée Palace an hour after voting closed and exit poll results were declared in France's EU elections. His decision came after National Rally's 28-year-old leader, Jordan Bardella, openly called on the president to call parliamentary elections. Though this European vote in theory has no bearing on national politics, Mr. Macron clearly decided that continuing his mandate without a new popular consultation would place too much of a strain on the system. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red warning over parts of Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka today due to heavy to very heavy rainfall. More from our correspondent.
The IMD has credited this weather disturbance due to a cyclonic circulation over the Marathwada region in lower tropospheric levels. It added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will descend over Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep and Andhra Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. These conditions will remain over northeast India and West Bengal during the next 6 days. In East and Central India, similar conditions will exist over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, heat wave conditions will continue to prevail over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Delhi, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till the 13th of this month. Maximum temperatures are expected to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and central India during the next 4 days. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 6 runs in a thrilling match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. Put into bat first, India posted a total of 119 runs in 19 overs after being bowled out by the Pakistani Pacers last night. Rishabh Pant with 42 runs from 31 balls and Akshar Patel with 20 runs from 18 balls helped the men in blue to set a decent target on board. For Pakistan, Harris Roff and Naseem Shah claimed 3 wickets each while Mohammad Amir Beg bagged 2 wickets. The Indian bowling unit led by Jasprit Bumrah valiantly restricted Pakistan to fall just 6 runs short of their target. While chasing a paltry target of 120, Pakistan could score only 113 runs for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Bumrah scalped 3 wickets, conceding just 14 runs in his 4 overs. Hardik Pandya got 2 wickets, while Akshar Patel and Arshdeep Singh bagged 1 wicket each. Bumrah was adjudged the player of the match. This is also the lowest target India successfully defended in the T20 internationals. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal have clinched the Heilbronn Necker Cup challenger in Germany. He defeated Alexander Richterd of Switzerland 6-1, 6-7, 6-3 in the men's singles title clash yesterday. With this victory, Sumit virtually qualified for the upcoming Paris Olympics. Spain's Carlos Alcaraz Garcia grabbed his first ever French Open men's singles title at the Roland Garros in Paris last night. Alcaraz triumphed over Alexander Zverev of Germany in the final 6-3, 2-6, 5-7, 6-1 and 6-2. It was Alcaraz's third Grand Slam title overall. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Modi 3.0, new NDA era begins, headlines the Hindustan Times. New coalition government era begins. Modi begins third term with 72 ministers, 11 from allies, headlines the Asian Age. The Times of India reports that Modi equals Nehru's record of 3 consecutive terms to head coalition for the first time. Plane lands as another takes off from Mumbai runway. Probe ordered is also a front-page story in most dailies. Incident involved Indigo and Air India aircraft. The ATC officer who was on duty has been de-rostered. And finally, a story in the Indian Express says, MP boys top IIT entrance. Wade Lahoti topped the exam with 355 out of 360, the highest score ever. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will continue to work for peace, progress and prosperity of the region during his third term. SKM leader Prem Singh Tamang to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Sikkim today. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupender Yadav appointed central observers to help elect BJP Legislature Party leader in Odisha. At least 10 pilgrims killed and 33 injured in terror attack on a bus in Riyasi district of Jammu and Kashmir. French President Emmanuel Macron calls snap parliamentary elections after defeat in European Union vote. And India beat Pakistan by 6 runs in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup in New York. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.